This Sunday we celebrate the great festival of All Saints, All Souls. Growing up has left me with fond memories of a big All Saints bash on the evening of November 1st, with flowers, music and white vestments, followed the next morning by a quiet, reflective, black-vested commemoration of our own lost loved ones on All Souls, November 2nd. Except in Anglo-Catholic parishes, this twofold pattern has now been replaced by the utility of running the two commemorations together. But good theology always mirrors sound psychology. The ancient pattern of celebrating All Saints and All Souls separately hints at the emotional complexity of our human experience of death. Although Christian funerals are celebrations of the resurrection, hopeful language and white vestments, they are also rituals for the expression of communal grief. Thus, in the celebration of the saints, we rejoice in the celebration of new life and eternal hope, while in the commemoration of souls, we are called to mind to remember our experience of death, an experience that involves painful feelings of loss. On page 862 in the Book of Common Prayer, in the Catechism, the question is asked, what is the communion of saints? It then offers the answer. The communion of saints is the whole family of God, the living and the dead, bound together by the actions of prayer and praise. It's at this point that our knowledge fails us and our imaginations have to take over, for none of us can know ahead of time what everlasting life is like, although our tradition provides images and metaphors, some helpful, others no longer so. If the image of the communion of saints as a celestial playground in the sky where all your departed loved ones are patiently awaiting your arrival works for you, then that's fine. But for many today it no longer does. But what if the communion of saints is like a great cloud of witnesses inhabiting a non-material dimension? This is a vision of heaven as a parallel dimension where life continues alongside, maybe even interleaved with the here and now of time and space. I was recently reading about how physicists have come to believe that the existence of dark matter. You can't see dark matter or even detect it very easily beyond the hint of gravitational waves moving through into stellar space. Physicists posit the existence of dark matter because it's the only explanation that accounts for the way light matter, that is, the universe that's visible to us, actually behaves. We comprehend dark matter through its effects. Likewise, no one can prove everlasting life in the communion of saints to you. It's a hypothesis of faith. I believe because the act of believing opens me to experience a wider purpose and a deeper meaning in being alive, anchored in the acceptance that life is changed by death, but not ended with death. This belief provides me with an enduring set of values and a direction for travel in my life. Without these, so much of my life would otherwise seem limited by my sense of me and my trivial self-preoccupations. Belief in the communion of saints is a practical choice, which makes sense, or it doesn't. My parting question to you is, how might belief in the communion of saints as a great cloud of witnesses support you in navigating the rocky coastlines of your own life within the context of community? See you Sunday for the great celebration during which two new human beings will be welcomed into membership within the company of so great a cloud of witnesses.